Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Thursday. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets. Let's do this. We're doing it all day. Every hour, around 5 after, from 7:05 until 5:05 in the afternoon. We're doing it all week. So today and tomorrow, your final days. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets right now. The word is love. L-O-V-E, love. Take the word love and text it to our contest line. 20357.
You know me, Sarah. I love love.
You do love love. Yep. Mm-hmm. All you need is love. Love will find a way.
Mm-hmm.
The Love Boat. You know, there's so many love songs. Silly love songs. Love.
Oh, never mind.
Love is the do. Drug. Love me do. Sure. L-O-V-E, love. That's a code word. Not surprising. I mean, who doesn't love Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes? Benson Boone, October 1st, the Chase Center. Shawn Mendes, October 14th, Frost Amphitheater. Tickets to both shows right now. Text the word love to 20357. Courtesy of Golden Voice. And Mason has you in 1 hour. Mason will take you all the way through the midday. He's good at that. Okay, kind of a health roundup here. Jesse J. Jesse J, we play Domino all the time on the station. I haven't heard it for a while, but it's one of those songs that I feel like is an Alice essential. I love Jesse J. She does, I think it's called The Man with the Bag, which is like a Christmas. Oh, here we go. Crank that. Love Jesse J. I actually think that Jesse is the one who she was doing a bunch of like busking stuff, like in subways. And I don't know if she was discovered there, but there were all these videos, like a whole series of videos of her just like using the acoustics of the subway to sound amazing. Jesse J has breast cancer, but she says she'll be back and have an enormous rack. She literally said that. She's making boob jokes. Jesse J revealed on Tuesday that she's been diagnosed with early breast cancer. In quotes, early breast cancer. So she's got a good outlook on this. She says, I'm highlighting the word early. Cancer sucks in any form. Actually, I think she's British. Cancer sucks in any form. But I'm holding on to the word early. I've been in and out of tests throughout this whole period. She's performing at a festival called the Summertime Ball. It's in London on the 15th of this month. And after that, she's going to be gone for a while. She's saying, I'm going to go have surgery. And when I come back, I will not be the same. She says, it's a very dramatic way to get a boob job. I will come back with massive boobs and more music. And apparently, she gets to keep her own nipples. I'm not sure if everybody gets that. I think if you get a mastectomy, right, they take the whole thing off. And that's, you know, she's going to have, I guess, the tissue removed and not the skin.
I can't speak to it.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's psyched because she gets to keep her own nipples. So she's got that going for her. And she may or may not have been joking about the massive boobs. Maybe she just gets, you know, same size boobs she had before. I don't know.
It's very, very interesting when you hear about people who are getting top surgery and then others who are like, I only want to be healthy and have what I was born with. And mm-hmm. yet she's going to have to mastectomy. Like, that's awful. But I guess, in, you know,
yeah,
we're depending on where you're coming from. It's either, thank God they're gone, or I really wanted those. Those yeah. are part of my femininity and whatever. It's really interesting.
It is. It would be. It's terrible. My cousin had both her boobs removed, and it was quite a
cancer.
From cancer.
Okay, yeah,
very,
that's totally.
Very jarring, very, you know, huge scars. Many, 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 many people have had to have this done, and they reconstructed her, and I've seen them both ways, all the ways. And they did a good job, and she got a nipple tattooed on, and they used stretchers to stretch her skin out so that she could get to that point. And, you know, and she looks great. And, but, you know, it's a very hard process to go through. You, right, like, you feel like it didn't just steal, like, your, what you feel is safety and security in your life. Cancer just also didn't completely change the way you look and the way you feel about yourself sexually, like, the whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And when I first heard about top surgery, I thought, that's, no one does that. And then it turns out a lot
oh, yeah.
of young women do this. A lot. And I just think, oh, okay. Well, it's definitely your body to do with what you want.
My sister has that gene. That mm-hmm. is pretty much saying you're going to get breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
She had a double mastectomy done.
Just said, forget just said, it. Yep, I've got I'm, no I'm, time for yeah, that.
That's what Angelina Jolie did as well. Yeah. She had the, and I think her mom, did your mom die of like uterine cancer though? Or did she have the breast cancer? But she has that gene. And they're like, you're going to have it. You have to, you can be proactive about it.
Yep.
So anyway, Jesse J, I hope everything goes well for you. I hope you get the boobs that you want in the end. Way to have a sense of humor about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada. Next up is Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis has Meniere's disease. And
this is the hearing thing?
This is the hearing thing. How old is Huey Lewis? This is good for a point.
74.
Okay.
75.
76.
He is exactly 74. That is 2 points for Vinny.
You are on a roll today.
Yeah, Vinny has 6 points going into today's whatever game we play at the end here. Bob, you've got two. You got an exact, and actually, all of you guys got an exact today. This is incredible. I don't know how, you know, I'm so lucky to work with you, bunch of smarty pants.
Sure are.
I know. You have 4 points. Bob's got 2 points. Incredible. 74-year-old Huey Lewis previously shared that he was diagnosed with Meniere's disease. I'm sure I'm butchering that. Pardon me. He was diagnosed with it in 1996. It's a disorder of the inner ear that causes dizziness, hearing loss, and ringing in the ear. He can no longer enjoy music at all. Not even that he can't play it and perform anymore. He can't listen to it. He can't even hear it. He says, I have a cochlear implant in my, or maybe it's cochlear, in my head,
cochlear,
that now enables me to hear speech much better. I lost bilaterally my hearing. The intense vertigo I've kind of outgrown. I'm mildly dizzy all the time. And my hearing just went to zero. The worst part is that it means it's not bad. It's bad enough not to be able to perform, sing, and play, but it's really bad not to even be able to enjoy music. He said he'll never be able to perform again. He says, I mean, I might get to where I can try to, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try, but geez, that kind of fun, I doubt I'm ever going to have that again. And he is still working on, you may have heard about this. I can't remember when I reported it. And sometimes I read a story and didn't get to it on air. So in my head, I think I told you about it, but they're working on a Huey Lewis in the News Broadway musical called The Heart of Rock and Roll. So there's a bunch of his hit songs that have been made into a story that they're going to be doing on Broadway, and they say it's on Broadway, and then it's going to tour America starting in 2027.
If you're young or, I don't know, new to music, weren't around in the, I don't know. I never once bought a Huey Lewis record, but his music was on the radio and on MTV all day, every day.
Yep.
Like, they were hit machines.
He took over the 80s, and they made creative videos. Like, he was an MTV staple. And they were hit machines. You're right. They had
massive hit machines, like tons of music that you'd go, I don't know this Huey Lewis, but then you'd go, this song, that song, this song.
Jacob's Ladder. Like, there's so many songs, right? Even songs you're like, I don't even know that song.
You know him?
From Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Oh.
He does the theme song.
What's
that? That's the Power of Love.
Oh, Power of Love. Funny.
There you go.
I used to get on my skateboard and listen to the Power of Love and, like, you know, kind of Back to the Future geek out.
That's funny.
Like, I was like Marty McFly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember they had hoverboards? In where Marty Mc, when Marty McFly is a little boy before he goes back in time.
That's the second one.
Well, either way, remember then they invented hoverboards and everyone was like, these aren't hovering. They're just flipping us onto our backs, smashing our heads and lighting on fire. Remember that? The batteries were blowing up.
On the cover of one of Huey Lewis's albums?
Yes. In fact, I forgot about that. They have like a whole sign thing. He's from like San Rafael.
The 2 a.m. Club is the album cover for Sports by Huey Lewis, which again, I've never bought a Huey Lewis record, but I know Sports was one of his hit records.
Do you have a track listing there? Because I think that was like the biggest record. He had just, you're right, massive, massive hits. And so many, it was all about those videos back then. And speaking
Sports,
of video,
83, The Heart of Rock and Roll, If This Is It, Heart and Soul, I Want a New Drug.
Oh, my God.
That was the big album. I had that album.
This is the big album. Yeah, that's the news right there. They probably still have that pool table.
No.
I bet they
do. This is from 83.
It doesn't matter. They still have that bar. Incredible. They probably still have that TV up on the corner shelf. I'll ask John. I know that John has said that there's like a big framed plaque that it's, you know, their spot. Huey Lewis is right there. Anyway, Huey Lewis, he's talking about his hearing loss. And then speaking of people who crushed it with videos, they crushed it with video in the 80s. Aha. They had one video, but I don't know any other songs from them.
Take on Me, right?
It's the only one. Mm-hmm. Was there another song? The ultimate one-hit wonder?
Well, I know that song, though, is one of my favorite songs to have listened to covers of. Like, there's been so many good covers of that song. Like, I have probably five covers of that song.
You know what? I have a cover coming up. I think you know which one I'm talking about. It's an interesting one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just a quick note here. Aha singer Morton Harkett has shocked fans with his Parkinson's diagnosis. So, let's see. How old is he? I don't say in this particular... They're not saying.
They were an 80s band out of Oslo, Norway.
So he's got to be in his 60s because he had to be.
65.
Okay, there you go.
Boom.
Perfect. He announced this on the band's website on Wednesday, revealing he's had two advanced surgeries, both in 2024, to have electrodes planted deep inside each side of his brain, which greatly alleviated his symptoms. So Morton Hackett of Aha.
Aha had a lot more success in the UK than they had here.
I was going to say, that's we know the one song and the most amazing video. Like, what an incredible video
they
that
had 13
is.
Top 10 singles in the UK.
Oh, my God.
So they were
huge. Mm-hmm. All right, now it's time for a cover. This guy, known for a cover. For me, I don't know any Luke Combs songs, but I do know his version of Fast Car, the Tracy Chapman song. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is this a full-on produced thing or is this just him messing around?
It's just him, a guitar, and phone camera.
And is this just like a reel that's up on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody recognizes this song.
It's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep me from tearing my skin from my bones. Don't you know I lose control? When you're not next to me, I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
It's just him in his living room.
I lose control. When you're not next to me.
That is sick.
Oh, that is so great.
It's
so
great. That is
great.
Filthy.
Breaking my heart, baby. You made a mess of me.
Nice.
Oh, and then he just stops.
Yeah, he just stops.
Funny.
The Teddy Swims head was all over it.
Oh yeah, he was commenting on it and stuff. That's
pretty. Oh, Teddy Swims was like,
"Oh my god,
you sound like me, dude.
It's amazing." Actually, that Teddy Swims song is Oh, it's out of the top 10 here. Hold on.
It's been on the charts forever.
It has forever.
They sound alike though.
It is. They do. They have that like raspy.
Really do.
But I gotta say, it's really impressive to see him just sitting, like, and just sitting in his living room and just belting that stuff out.
People are amazing.
They are. Teddy Swims, "Lose Control," is currently number 8, and it has been number 1, and it's been on the charts for guess how many weeks? Your last chance to put up a point before we head into that final break. How many weeks has "Lose Control" been in the top 40? And the Hot 100 actually is more like it.
63
weeks.
50.
64.
Ugh.
93. That's another point for Vincenzo. 7 points. I can't even keep track of all the points you've got today. How could anyone ever beat you? You're amazing. All right, what's coming up?
No idea.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to subscribe, please, while you are there. Thank you.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Alice Escape with Jane Lowe.
Oh.
All this week, listen to Jane at 6:05 p.m. for the code word. text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Jennifer Lopez Up All Night live in Las Vegas on March 13th at the Coliseum, a two-night hotel stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation.
Incredible.
J-Lo, going for it, everybody. She hosted those awards, and now here she is doing stuff in Vegas.
Yep.
Go, J-Lo.
It's got to be pretty fun doing a residency there. Don't have to move all the time. Just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Do your shows. Do a little gambling. Have some fun.
Morning clouds, sun later, 70s and 80s today.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Mm. It sure does. You're right.
Thank you.
And it's Thursday, which means, you know.
Tomorrow's Friday. And then the weekend's here. Yes.
It's Thursday.
I've been counting. I try not to like wear my counting on my sleeve. I wear it down here on my wrist.
But you love the weekend. We all do. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Look at you.
Somebody should make a song.
Yeah. Why don't you write that down on my list of things I just came up with?
I'm not going to do this whole thing, but I thought, well, the first one already has me kind of wondering. Women are sharing the tips and hacks all women who live alone need to know.
Oh.
And I thought,
like safety things?
I guess. Mm. And the first one, I'm like, what the? Keep a spare screwdriver in your bathroom cabinet. I was in my bathroom and the door handle broke. Thankfully, it wasn't locked and I was able to reattach the handle and open the door. But it got me to thinking, what would I do if I got stuck in here? And it got me to thinking, you're alone in your own house. Why are you shutting the door?
Sometimes maybe the shower opens outward and you have to shut the door in order to get in there.
All right.
Or maybe you just don't want your dog looking at you. Something.
Yeah, dog. I shut the door sometimes because I don't want the dog all up in my business when I get out of the shower.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so. You know, Fred's
okay,
like,
so maybe it is a pet thing.
Let me check you out.
Fred likes to stick his nose everywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
But this living alone stuff. Now that I live alone, I think about it all the time. Choking to death.
You think about it all the time.
Think about all the things.
How long
that
would
happen.
It take for someone to come and do a wellness check?
Like how long would it take for if something happened to me and I'm just...
Well, you're a CEO, you're a producer. And you're a professor.
So if it happens on Friday night, you're effed until Tuesday.
Yeah. So I need to have accidents on weekdays if I have any accidents.
And even then, it's going to be the next day. Although I think that if you didn't get a hold of me, I would send. I hope I have your address. I actually am not sure I have your address. Bet Kieran has it.
But it is.
I'll wait for Kieran to get in.
It is a thing, though, if you live by yourself, thinking about all the ways that you could.
Maybe you should get one of those medic alert things. So if anything happens to you and you live alone, I'm not really kidding.
Maddie, he's falling and he can't get up. Maddie, he's falling and he can't get up.
Yeah. Ooh, or you take your phone and you huck it as hard as you can across the room. And then, you might be, if you're incapacitated, you might not be able to do that. But doesn't it then go, are you okay? Like, it seems that you've fallen.
I lived alone a lot and never occurred to me to be worried about these things. I realize the safety thing is a guy thing. We walk around oblivious and we're like, what do we care? Who's coming in here?
Well, I suppose if you're living alone and you're young and healthy.
You don't think about it.
You don't think about it.
But I'm a decrepit old man.
That's true.
With two fake hips.
Yep.
Yeah, but your hips are fine, right?
I'm fine. Look at me jump.
Please don't do that. That's very scary.
But are you fine?
Knees.
Yeah.
That didn't hurt you.
No, I'm playing tennis. I'm doing everything I used to do.
You're 100%.
I see you limping.
If I sit too long, I get a little stiff.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Okay. All right.
I ran yesterday for a little bit. It hurt me. Yeah.
Well, then you're not 100%.
Not 100. Well, no, I'll never be running half marathons or marathons again.
Well, you're in your 90s now, so.
You've run full half marathon at your fastest pace.
I've done many and many triathlons.
And tries have many different lengths, but a half marathon is that's a long run. You ran the whole thing. You didn't walk it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It used to be on that team and training thing.
That's very impressive.
Mm. Thank you.
Really, really cool.
Now I'll have to walk it.
Yep. You'll have to walk it.
On the list of things women who live alone should do. Get an anti-slip bathtub mat. Shower accidents are common, and you don't want to hit your noggin.
Mm. Think about that. The thought about that one.
Well,
do you have a slippery bottom of your tub?
No, but I have handicap bars on it. They came with the place. That's good. So, but I've thought about, like, what if I slip in the shower and hit my head? What am I going to
see on Tuesday?
Nobody's going to, I won't be near my phone.
Thought about this.
I think about all this stuff. I have a habit of, like, worst case scenario stuff.
So having lived with your wife, like, changed how you now suddenly you're worried about what could possibly happen to you without her coming home to be like, honey, I'm
choking,
home.
Choking's the big one. I think about choking mostly.
So you chew extra good.
Yeah.
All right.
Cut my steak real small.
You know what? My daughter choked on something and I had to Heimlich her. And I swear to you, we all look at that kid and say, make sure you're chewing your food. To this day, like everyone. Because it was a horrific moment. It was crazy.
It could have completely changed the course of your life.
It was a crazy, like it went from, you know, you're doo-doo-dooing in your life to all of a sudden, wait a minute, is this real? And Christina and I love that lady. But she gets a true horror look on her face when something goes wrong where I want to save her before I even save oh my God, look at her. She's in true pain, like the pain of a mother
watching
worrying about
their
her kid.
Child struggle.
It's crazy to see. And of course, I told you guys this in the story. Like, I went, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Don't call 911.
And she's like,
I'm calling 911.
she
made the right decision.
The room anyway.
Yeah. Wow,
of course she did.
But I Heimlich the kid, and the kid was okay. And then everyone was like, did that just happen to us? It was like a...
Right, how do you... It is, I'm sure that those
it was like
weird
a bomb going off,
afterward.
Like, and everyone's okay, but everyone was also like, what just happened? It is crazy. So don't choke.
Okay.
Chew your food good.
Do not choke. Everyone chew well. Take small bites. Don't hork. Don't talk and eat at the same time, because you'll inhale food, and be careful with gum. I've inhaled gum before.
And choked on it?
Got it back up, but yeah. That's when I just started swallowing it, you know, after it. Swallow it.
Here's one last one, and then I'll do another story or some text or something. Whenever I answer the door for takeaway, this is what single women should do if they live alone. Whenever I answer the door for takeaway, I say to the, at the doorway, babe, your food is here, as I'm opening the door, just so the person at the doorway knows there's another person here.
Oh.
Do you think of that?
No, that's a good one, though.
Well, there's one safety measure for you.
Babe, the food for your little Super Bowl party's here. You and all your friends.
You and your kung fu fighting friends.
Yeah, all your beefcake friends that you have over.
Yeah, it just never occurred to me. It's luckily, I guess, that I don't have to think like that.
Yeah.
This one last story, and then I'll do some text.
Okay.
Regularly eating white packaged bread could raise your risk of dying from colon cancer by more than a third.
Just white, like, you know, Wonder Bread.
Wonder Bread, Weber, whatever it is you eat. I have a friend who we've talked about this, where I'm like, and I stopped eating peanut butter and jelly every day because I'm doing something else. But that was something that I was eating. But I was eating it on wheat bread or sourdough. He's like, then he had a heart attack and he can't eat it anymore at all. But he ate a peanut butter and jelly on white bread every day. He's like, that's what I want. I want soft, mushy white bread slathered with peanut butter and jelly. That's what I want.
Yep.
I don't even want it if it's not on that.
Right.
He had to quit it.
What does he eat it on now?
Or he doesn't eat it. He's had a heart attack.
I eat just chicken breast,
he's
grilled,
not allowed to eat.
Raw,
a lot
carrots.
Of stuff anymore. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty
good for you though, Billy. Yay,
pretty
that you
salty
lived,
about
and
it.
Also, congrats on your diet changes.
No more white bread, people.
He was skinny and in shape. He was so in shape that he got himself out of the water where he was
surfing.
Carried all his stuff up to his bike, where he carried his surfboard home on his bike. on his bike.
Then took himself to the
clinic,
to the place,
to
and they went,
care.
You need to go to the ER right now.
We're calling you an ambulance. I can't go in an ambulance. I can't afford that. I'm going to just ride my bike over. I think he drove,
right? He did drive, yes. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say.
All right.
Vin, this is why the Final Destination series is horribly brilliant. People get killed just doing all of the boring, mundane things we all do without even thinking about it.
Oh. Well, I didn't realize.
Sarah.
What,
If Maddie has the energy to throw his phone across the room, then he should just dial 911.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's actually a good, really good point. Don't take my advice and throw your phone across the room. That's a terrible idea. God, what's wrong with me? Maybe you have a broken jaw and you can't talk. I don't know.
Well, now I got to worry about that.
Marty's the Miranda Sex and the City reference. She had a mental breakdown fearing that her cat would eat her if she got injured and died and no one found her because she lives alone.
Yeah. Well, your pets will eat you.
Dogs won't.
Yeah, they will.
Nope, they'll
lay
down next to you.
They're starving to death.
Nope.
They'll eat you.
Fred would never eat me.
He would eat you.
I don't think he'll eat you, and I don't think you're going to have any trouble. I think you're going to be fine.
They start by licking. They're like, oh, I'll just lick him. I just wish he'd wake back up. And then, like, oops, my tooth snagged in their arm. Oops,
it gets
cold. Let me
cold.
Just take a little.
They're not going to, Fred's not going to do that. Rescued Fred.
Yeah.
Fred wants him
to live. He wants Fred to live. Friends eat each other. I'm just saying. Yep, that's right. Bob's acting the whole thing out. I wish there was a camera on Bob, actually.
There is.
She knows she was taking first little bites. And then she was getting so hungry, though, because she was... He's dead.
Go ahead. You hear the music? It's another game, everyone.
Okay, listen. It's just a regular old game. But... the smart money's on Vinny. Vinny has somehow accrued 7 points throughout this day with mini games, etc. And so he's in the lead. Now, Maddie has 4 points. Nothing to snort at.
Sneeze at.
Thank you. I knew it was something. And then Bob has 2 points.
Always cocaine with you.
Nothing to snort at.
I would never sneeze. I'm on cocaine. What a waste that would be.
Nothing to snore at.
Nothing snort to snort at. I'm like, I know this is a saying. Put nothing to sneeze at down as your thing you invented.
AI.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we're going to play How Old Is That Guy? How old is Troy Sivan? How old's Troy Sivan?
Who is Troy Sivan?
Well, he's got some songs we play here. And he's got he's pretty well known for an Ariana Grande duet, Dance to This, Troy Sivan. But he's an actor, too. Troy Sivan. Anybody?
28.
Okay.
35.
Yeah, 26.
He is 30 years old. That's a point for Bob. Good job, Bob. You've got 3 points now. How old is Mark Wahlberg? How old's Mark Wahlberg? Marky Mark, highest paid actor in 2017. He earned $68 million that year. Marky Mark Wahlberg. How old is he? And who went first last time?
I did.
Okay, then Bob has to go first.
47?
47. What do you think, Ben?
54.
54.
50.
He is exactly 54. That's 2 points for Vinny. It's currently 9-4-3.
That is absurd. Not even a fan of that guy.
How old is financial advisor and host of the Susie Orman Show, Susie Orman? How old is Susie Orman? We've been talking about her for years. And I believe Vinny goes first on this one. How old is Susie Orman?
77.
65.
65. 73. She's 74. That is a point for you, Bob. It's now 9-4-4. It's possible. The only chance is if you, one of you gets the exact number on all three of the next ones here.
That was very funny, Bob.
How old is Fall Out Boy bassist who married Ashley Simpson, Pete Wentz?
How's their marriage doing?
They're divorced.
Oh.
They have a kid named Bronx Mowgli. How old is Pete Wentz? A Fall Out Boy. And Maddie, you are first.
45.
He is 46. That's a point for Vinny. And
oh my
that effectively
gosh.
Ends any chance that anybody had to catch up with Vinny. So El Campeón rides again.
Let's see those kisses.
And that's Domination Holmes.
That's pretty good. Goodbye. I want to say happy anniversary to John.
Is today the day?
It's our 32nd anniversary today.
Are you sure 32?
I was married in 93. So, yes.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's 32.
Math.
32. Love you, honey. See you in the hot tub later, baby.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to break it off tonight.
Go, John.
Maybe something will happen tonight for you. But if it happens tonight, please don't ask me for it this weekend. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes throughout their shows and so much more. It's Alice. Keep it here. We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.